What do you think of when I say Florida? Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you think of. Do you think of archaeology, though, in addition to all that? You probably don't, but you should, because archaeologists in Florida think they might have found one of the best preserved prehistoric town plans in eastern North America. This is a 2,000-year-old village that was founded by the Native American Indians. Now, there's a problem with this. The ancient village just happens to be right in the middle of Miami, on a site that's part of a multi-billion dollar development. What to do? Archaeologist Robert Carr joins us now. He's been surveying the area for the developer, MDM Development Group, and he's been good enough to stay up late for us in Florida. Robert, thank you very much for speaking to us. What exactly have you found?
Well, we have found a town complex characterized by thousands of post holes that have been cut into the bedrock, into the limestone. All of this together indicates a very unusual architectural feature, or features that are characterized by circles and by linear alignments, all cut into the rock.
So how much of the village would this be? Like, are we talking about a vast expanse here?
Well, here in Florida, this particular lot is about 2 acres in extent, but this is only one section of a much larger town that probably extended about a quarter of a mile along the banks of the Miami River in Biscayne Bay.
So does that mean there's a lot more to find?
Well, not much more to find because everything else has been developed. This happens to be the last oasis of archaeological discovery left in downtown Miami.
Well, it sounds like it'd be very significant then. Does it have anything particular to teach us that we haven't known before?
We've learned a great deal about the Duquesne from this discovery, and that is that they were far more sophisticated in terms of their engineering and in a sense of society in terms of creating a public works program of sorts to actually create a town like this. Apparently these structures are elevated, built on wooden piers, and this kind of town was never described by the Spanish when they first arrived in South Florida in the 16th century. They described, in fact, these people as being very savage, very primitive. We had no idea that they were living this way at all.
So how far along is the construction work that's taking place on the site?
Well, this is a large complex with a movie theater. There's also other commercial structures that are part of it and apartments. So it's a multi-faceted type of complex. It's part of an overall complex that stretches over 3 square blocks, and it's been in the making and through development since, I guess, about 2004. The construction work is actually scheduled to begin within a week, but as it turns out, the city's Historic Preservation Board will be meeting next Friday to determine whether they're going to authorize the developer to move forward or to redesign their building plan so it preserves at least some part of the site.
So it's entirely in government hands. The developer doesn't have a say on whether or not this goes ahead?
Well, they have some say. They're presenting their idea of how they would like to proceed, but legally, it's really up to the City Historic Preservation Board to make that final decision.
And what's the developer proposing? Are they proposing to build around it, or are they proposing they should be able to go ahead and not really pay any heed to these ruins?
They've actually been very sensitive to the point of actually funding this archaeological assessment, and of course that's required by government and by law in this in the United States, particularly here in South Florida. But what I believe they're going to be proposing is saving at least one, maybe two of the circles, either by cutting it out of the rock and moving it, relocating it into a plaza, or perhaps some modification of their building architecture so some of this can be preserved in situ. So the idea is, how can we create a sense of place that has a balance between the public interest of preservation and the developer's rights to his property?
Well, development continues apace in Miami. Almost nothing can stop development in its tracks, and it's been controversial for a range of reasons over the years. How's the public responding to this particular case in that context?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, certainly there's a great deal of the public that's very vocal that is in favor of preservation of the site, but there are still some people who believe that development needs to move forward, and Miami is a city of progress, where others believe that Miami needs to be a place that has a consciousness of its own heritage.
Well, we'll see whether or not the Miami Historic Preservation Board will be impressed enough by that progress to rule in its favour or what it's going to do. It's a fascinating conundrum, a very Miami conundrum, I've got to say. Robert, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your interest.
Robert Carr, Executive Director of the Archaeological and Historical Conservancy in Florida, the archaeologist hired to survey the site of an ancient Duquesne Indian village in Miami.